sell them all private, and now I've gone from selling them from anywhere between 120 a piece for the freezers to 140 a piece for the freezers, and now selling them in the market for £60. So I'm literally half in my income.
Explain that to me again. You're selling when you sell it privately. You mean when
Two years ago, I was selling all my lambs privately to the public, either half a lamb for the freezer or a full lamb, £60 for half, anywhere between 120 and 140 for a whole one, depending on the size. I'm now selling them all through the market, and I'm lucky if I get £80 a piece. So my income's nearly halved in the last 2 years.
So do you think selling at farmers markets here and seeing the food literally going straight from the producers into people sort of sitting and eating, do you think that's a good thing?
Yes, it's, like I say, where the supermarkets are coming in, that they're buying bulk wholesale at rock bottom prices, they're selling it at ridiculously marked up, even though they say they don't, when you can come and buy the same produce direct from the farmer. You've got the pork pie place there that were originally farmers selling pork pies. You've got the pork produce selling bacon and sausage. And they're all making a little bit more than they would do normally without ripping anybody off. And the trouble is now, the economic circumstances the way it is, if everybody's just satisfied with a little bit, everybody will make money. If they've got the big companies trying to make a lot and robbing all the little guys, nobody will make any money. And when the country's going to realise that, I don't know.
Do you think that the Melton Mowbray food market is helping people to realise that, though?
Well, you've only got to go 20 miles down the road to Grantham. It's dying on its feet. Melton's growing. And all the end difference is the market.
And this change here and what's going on, I mean, I'm looking around me, it's absolutely buzzing in here, really. What do you attribute that buzz and that change to?
Well, it's the variety. You can see food from one end of the scale to the other, from the producer right through to the finished product at the other end. You've got the plants, you've got the vegetables, you've got everything all in one place. You go to Grantham, well, it's dead. All they did, they sold the cattle market at Grantham, and they put up Next, Home Bargains, they put up four shops and lost the cattle market. And the same at Sleaford. They had two lovely produce markets. Again, they packed the markets up to build houses. It's both Sleaford and Grantham's dead. So what is it? Is it the community? Is it the market that's holding the community together? Or to me, it's common sense.
Certainly is. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Markets are the new retail.
Do you think so? I mean, I'm just literally wondering. I mean, what is the reason for this success here? It's amazing.
Well, throughout the East Midlands, there's markets springing up all over the place. There's a new one at OB. There's a student market at Sutton Bonington. Where you look at Nottingham city centre and some of the other city centres, they're dying on their feet because of either of the parking policies of the city councils or because people don't like to go into see the usual ribbon of the same shops. So now people develop markets for people like me selling low value products. It's a great idea. I have to have the expense of retail premises and gas, electricity and business rates. I know exactly what my outgoings are every market. If I have a bad day, it's not the end of the world. And I think we've got in West Bridgeford, where I live, we have a Totally Locally, which is trying to get independent shops into the area, independent businesses supporting each other and working for each other. And I think people realise that politicians don't have the answers to everything. They can't have the answers to anything. And they just don't know how to cope with the recession, and people are having to do it for themselves.
It's an amazing atmosphere in here. I mean, the smell, the people.
Yeah.
Does that have an appeal to you, just to be sitting here and enjoying it?
Well, no, because I've been here since quarter past seven, so... But, yeah, I enjoy markets. I mean, I'm a retired lawyer. and I enjoy them. But this is a very special market because it's about 10, 15 different markets all going on the same day. And there's a huge social mix of people. The social demographic of people that buy my teas is like no other market. I do markets all through the East Midlands, and it's just
there's just a chap here, he's just chatting away to me, and he's serving a man here, clearly a regular customer. I'm just looking. It's amazing how people just stop and just chat with you. We've got fair trade tea bags here from Northern Tea Merchants. Are you being served? If I could walk round this side, hang on. I'm just having a look at your teas here. Oh my goodness me, there's cinnamon in that. I can smell the spiced chai. Yeah. Yep. Isn't that incredible?
It's a best-selling tea at the moment. This is a tea that people buy as a digestive after a heavy meal.
See, that's been hand rolled. It's got like a mint to it.
And it's got gunpowder green leaves in it.
Is it gunpowder tea? Yeah. Green tea there.
Yeah, Moroccan mint.
Oh, I can smell it. Now you said Moroccan mint. I can smell that.
I've sold out of this one. But this is Cuban peppermint.
Good grief. That's delicious. It smells absolutely.
People don't realise the variety
fresh.
Of tea. This is a popular one, although I call it the Marmite tea because not everybody likes it. Having said that, I can't find it.
You've got probably about, I'm just trying to look, you've got 30 teas here.
And two coffees.
And also, I'm really pleased to see that you're selling fair trade.
Yeah, we try to, but it's difficult because the Chinese don't let the fair trade people in.
Oh my goodness, that coffee.
Yeah, Kenya Blue Mountain.
I can smell the chocolate sort of.
Which radio station is that?